Welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode 123. I have Dr. Pompa here on the line, of course, and today we have brought back a repeat guest, Dr. Ben Johnson. And Dr. Ben joined us a few episodes ago on episode 120, if you want to check that out. That's a great place to start. And Dr. Ben is a skin health expert, and really a cellular healing skin health expert. And in episode 120, we talked a lot about his skincare line, Osmosis, and some of the products that he's designed to really enhance the cellular health of our skin. And we got a lot of questions, a lot of email responses about that episode, and really kind of asking us to dive in a little bit more deeply into the root source of skin issues and some of the factors that influence skin health. So that's what we're going to dive into today. If you're joining us for the first time and didn't catch episode 120, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Ben, and then we will dive in with more of these questions. All right, so Dr. Ben Johnson started his career in 1997 when he opened one of the first MediSpa chains with locations all around the U.S. Dr. Johnson then founded and formulated his first skincare line with a strategy that was unique at the time, creating medical strength results using all natural and chirally correct ingredients, which we'll have to delve into that a little bit more as well. So Dr. Johnson has developed Osmosis Skincare with the goal of changing the direction of skincare away from excessive exfoliation and renewing the focus of dermal remodeling. It works on every skin condition on every skin type. His holistic approach to highly effective alternative strategies that treat from the inside out to prevent and reverse aging contradicts most of the current methods today being practiced, which is creating a lot of excitement in the beauty industry. So that was episode 120, once again, where we delved into the Osmosis products. Today we're really going to focus on the root source of different skin conditions. So welcome, Dr. Ben, and hey, Dr. Pompa.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, hey, we had, just absolute, love for the last show. We had to bring you back, right? It's, I know, Meredith, we get a lot of questions about certain, things that are driving the cause of different skin conditions. And I think skin conditions are really some of the number one questions we get. I mean, between losing, a woman losing hair in her skin, Dr. Ben, I mean, this is the big deal here. So, we know that show would rave. We know that it was, an absolute huge show, and we knew we'd have to bring you back. And Meredith was pressing to get some of these questions answered because, Meredith, you're on the front line of a lot of the emails that come in, right? I mean, and you get a lot of these questions. So I knew you have the list of, okay, let's go through and look at some of these skin conditions. And, Dr. Ben, I was fascinated on the last show. We talked about how you put frequencies in water, even for sunscreen, which we're going to revisit that because my son, I just told you the story. My son is in Lake Tahoe, and I'm telling you just today, he said, Dad, we're taking the spray sunscreen. It works amazing. I tested it. Now, he's more fair skinned than I. So, absolutely, he is a really good test subject. So now I'm even more intrigued, but, you put together a great package for me as well, with the hormones and using frequency, but, my wife fell in love with your products. I mean, that's how I ended up having the first conversation with you, and then I started using them myself. But, today, let's look at our number one is removing the source, right? I mean, there's always a cause of something. A skin condition, we know so much of it's linked to the gut, but so much of it's also linked to even just certain funguses and viruses. And yeast, candida, they can actually get in the skin as well. So, we know that some of these, are causative. So, Meredith, I'm going to turn it back to you because you do have some of these questions that we got. So, fire away and let's have a conversation about it because I know our viewers and listeners are going to get a lot from this this show today.
Yeah, skin conditions are so common. We hear so much about it because so many people do have a lot of challenges going on the inside, but they care a lot about what we look like what they look like on the outside as well. So, and of course, as we know, it's so connected. So, what I think, that's a good place to start is something just kind of the question a little bit broader, Dr. Ben. Where do a lot of our skin problems originate? What is driving, all of these skin challenges today? Is there a common thread?
There is. Actually, the most common thread is what Dr. Pompa mentioned, which is candida. There's approximately 56 strains of candida, and each of those strains puts out different toxins, and those toxins are purged by the skin or impact the skin in various ways. And so, you know, where I started from all of this, remember, is I'm, you know, a classically trained Western medicine MD, and I came at skincare from the perspective of every other dermatologist. I'm not a dermatologist, I'm general practice, but I came from the perspective of, well, okay, you have inflammation, we should calm the inflammation. Okay, you have acne, that's probably a bacterial infection, we should shrink the bacterial infection. And over time, I had the good fortune of not practicing, but rather sitting back and letting all of my estheticians and skincare professionals and physicians report back to me the challenges and the various conditions. And so over a period of about 8 years, I've accumulated so much data that it became very clear to me on what was causing what. So if I had to put it in a broad brush, I would say Candida is the number one reason for most skin conditions that are difficult to treat. And we can go down the list if I can think of all of them off the top of my head. But let's just start from the very beginning of this, which is that your skin is your largest organ. And it is simply trying to manage like every other organ is. Our body faces about 1 million toxins a day, it's reported. And interestingly enough, about a third of those are estrogenic, meaning they resemble estrogen. They have an impact on our body. They actually make us produce less estrogen, and they cause a testosterone imbalance. So you have even though you're not making more testosterone, your body feels more testosterone because these artificial estrogens, which don't play like regular estrogen, create that effect. So that's one of the reasons there's a lot of skin conditions, actually, and a lot of other pathology going on. But then you get to the various conditions that Candida causes, including, in my opinion, eczema, psoriasis. Well, not every case of eczema. There's some food allergy eczema, but most eczema I found to be Candida, psoriasis, acne on the upper face, so forehead, temples, cheeks. That is typically Candida acne. I've actually devised a map to help people figure out if something's showing up on their face, what it might be related to.
Is that on your website?
Send that over to us.
What's that?
We'd love to have that map so our viewers can put that out.
I will make a note to send that to you guys for sure. So that's been a focus of mine, is what is the best way to shrink the Candida population in the body? So first question people have is, well, is that sort of a natural part of the normal flora? And my answer is sort of. Like it clearly becomes a natural part of the normal flora, but the overgrowth is what is so difficult for people.
Let me make a comment there too. I mean, obviously the standard American diet with constant glucose and insulin rises, you know, obviously feeds to this problem. However, also does the toxicity. I could not get my Candida in control until I got my heavy metals out of my body to a certain level.
Oh, yeah.
It just kept my immune system down. Literally, the Candida, just like we find with Lyme disease, it will hide in and around the heavy metals, put itself in biofilm with the heavy metals, protecting itself from the darn immune system that would kill it. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for this epidemic. And like you're saying, it presents itself one of the places in the skin.
Yeah, and it's you know, you can't help but note antibiotics, right? Oh, my gosh. Everyone gets an antibiotic no matter what kind of cold they have, and that promotes Candida heavy. And then you have the hormones in meat and dairy, which also distort, and hormone excesses promote Candida. Right. So you put that picture together of America that eats so much sugar, eats so much antibiotic indirectly or directly, and of course, has a hormone imbalance. You know, hormones coming from everywhere. There are these weird, you know, cow-building hormones. You know, who even knows all the things they do to our body? So you're absolutely right, Dr. Pompa. And it's funny you mentioned the metals, because I've grown lately to have such a greater appreciation for it. And the way I see it is like a metal, like a mercury or a lead or an arsenic, just really impede our immune cells from their natural function. Go ahead.
No, I just said horrible. It's remarkable what it does. Yeah, go ahead.
And so I've really, I've been trying to come up with internal treatments that cause an acceleration of immune activity in a positive way. I may be on the outskirts of medicine when I say this. I think a lot of autoimmune disease is infection. It's undiagnosed infection creating it if it's not viral, bacterial, or fungal.
Absolutely.
And so I'm a big believer that the the DNA of the human body is, of course, divinely inspired and perfect. And so to get it to go awry the way that it does for some people, to have cells created abnormally, or that takes an artificial presence. And I think viruses are a big leading factor in that now. And of course, the presence of heavy metals, those kinds of poisons or DNA interference patterns are the only reason why a body would go haywire, because it's designed to stay healthy and fight disease. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. With that said, I mean, some of the products, we could just remind our viewers, we didn't get into this depth last time, but you know, you did create some products that really make a difference in this area of candida.
Yeah. So if going to specifically to candida, I found frequencies that interfered with what seems to be the candida replication cycle. And the reason why I say that is because I'll find a lot of my patients are getting better on their candida and not having to change their diet. So that's big news out there. As you know, like, candida is so hard to treat if people don't get off their sugars and if they don't like get away from things. But we are actually having success without that. Now, I'd rather them change their diet. Obviously, any change of the diet is for the better. The only time we've struggled in treating candida is heavy dairy intake, and the people don't process dairy well. And what I find is that candida hides in the mucus, and it kind of keeps away from the frequency. So there are times where I'll recommend, you know, a colon cleanse or a colonic to pull the mucus out from the dairy, and then we actually treat the candida. So I'd say maybe 10% of the cases we need to address their mucus problem. We use digestive enzymes as well to help treat that. So candida, as I mentioned, upper face acne, sebaceous hyperplasia, seborrheic dermatitis, psoriasis, eczema. We see clearance of all of these things over time, sometimes more rapidly than other. Usually acne is a little bit more rapid. And the reason why, so here's my theory. My theory is, on acne, you're literally watching your skin try to process the toxin coming from candida. That's why there's an inflammatory thing there. There's bacteria, yes, but it's not right. An infection. And really, about a third of dermatologists already say acne is not an infection. So, you know, we're already getting there. But I believe it's a toxic disposal process, essentially.
I agree.
Yeah. And then you have eczema, psoriasis. So my view of that is you're getting a blanket effect in these regions of the body, wherever they are, where the skin is shedding again to try to remove toxins. It's red and shedding as a means of removal. And so, again, if we just treat the candida, so the frequency water we use is called Skin Perfection. It treats that whole array, all those symptoms, all those different skin conditions I just talked about. And like I said, usually that alone, I don't like to tell people to do a lot of things on their skin, because products for your whole, let's say you have a massive amount of psoriasis, I mean, you could go through an entire $100 bottle of something, you know, in a day, because it's such a massive area you're trying to treat. So a lot of times I just have them start with the water. Just one other thought on that I want to speak with.
Sorry, internally, the Skin Perfection?
Yeah, it's an internal treatment. It's an internal treatment, and the idea, again, is shrink the candida population, shrink the toxin spread through the body. So a lot of people are like, well, so why does my Embril or my steroid make my eczema or psoriasis better? And sometimes your acne might get better from that. And the answer is really simple. When you suppress your immune system, nothing works right. So your skin, which would normally shed to help get rid of toxins, actually is completely disabled by the medication. It's not that it makes your skin healthier, it disables it. And the same thing is true with a lot of cases of antibiotics. You don't have an infection, but you feel better only because you knocked out the inflammatory process.
Absolutely.
Which in this case is a healing process, right? It's not even it's not like people think, oh, inflammation is bad. Inflammation is the same inflammation that repairs your wound is the same inflammation that fights a bug. So inflammation is not bad.
No, absolutely. Yeah, there's good inflammation until it goes chronic and bad. We wouldn't live without inflammation, that's for sure. So what's the dosing? So the Skin Perfection, typically how do you dose it? And obviously it's working on the whole systemic candida issue.
Yeah, so what I was able to figure out was, first of all, with the candida frequencies, and funny enough, so I can replicate stuff in nature. So I replicated ozone, So I did the frequency of ozone. I did the frequency of oxygen. I did the frequency of a variety of things that I thought might be, and then just frequencies that I did research on. I mentioned Royal Rife last time. He had some frequencies out there that I found some of them did were effective for candida. So then we stack them, and we stack them in the water molecule. You just have to think of the water molecule like a piece of luggage. You know, it can hold information, and we stack about 100,000 plus frequencies in each molecule, and we tested that by diluting the water and sending it off to the lab, and we diluted 100,000 to one. It still prevented yeast and bacteria from growing in the water. So we knew we had a concentrated. So literally, you take, you know, a bottle. This is my sunscreen, which I need to take my next dose of. But it's five. You got to keep taking this stuff. But it's five. It's five pumps for anyone under 175 pounds. Five pumps twice a day, and you have to do it twice a day because it's resonating. It's in your system for 4 hours, but the resonant effect is lasts for about 12 hours. So if you, as long as you take it twice a day, you're going to maintain this resonance of candida suppression right. in your body. And then you watch and see how amazing, like, we've had so many cases of eczema and psoriasis. Psoriasis typically takes longer, but sometimes, like, eczema on the fingers, we see it's all the same, you know. And the fact that it shows up in different places sometimes has to do with emotions and where, but a lot of times it's where it's located in your gut.
So add that to my list that you're sending me because I watched it work on my son, but yes. I can't get. So make sure you add that for me.
You're talking about the sun one.
The skin perfection. So, well, this is just so interesting to me that you're saying that candida is really the root source of so many skin issues. I mean, we talk about candida, but I've never heard it referenced as being such a root source, like cause of so many different skin challenges.
I know, and so initially it was I'm not even sure how I first came up with the idea of it, but it's proven out, and that's the thing about it. This is 8 years of me testing these waters on various skin conditions and watching the changes happen. So I'm extremely confident. I get that right now medicine, like I talk to dermatologists all the time. Most of them roll their eyes. They can't, first of all, on the water technology itself, but then on the idea that it's not a surface problem. But you guys, I mean, our body is so interconnected and everything is working together. And it would make sense that your largest organ that is a good detox organ would assist in the process of removing toxins. And we see rashes in other conditions, right? Lupus has the butterfly rash and viruses of various kinds show up as rashes on your body. And so we know the skin reflects things. But it does it in different ways. I'd like to jump to rosacea next, unless you guys have another question on that.
No, let's do that. I don't want to forget about the hair. We did touch on the hair last time, but we might bring it up because we did get a lot of questions. So go ahead, fire away on the rosacea. Because I have a lot of clients with rosacea. You know?
Okay. So, and I won't forget the hair either, but rosacea, And I remember meeting a guy a decade ago who said there's a connection with the gut and rosacea. And so, you know, I wasn't the first guy to come up with this idea. But I'm telling you that it is a complete connection. Like, there's this whole concept that it's the Demodex mite that is in your skin. And that is the pervading theory out there today, that these little mites are in your skin and they cause rosacea. And I'm like, but wait a minute, guys. So why is it that when you eat chili, your rosacea is worse? You're saying the Demodex mite doesn't like chili? And what about when you drink alcohol? Why does drinking alcohol make your face flare up and get red? And what about stress? And like, it just didn't make sense to me that it could be this little mite, because we all have these mites. They're just saying, oh, yeah, some people are more reactive to them. I'm like, well, wouldn't they show up as little red bumps? And because they're living in the follicle, wouldn't it be more like an acne lesion? Not a diffuse, dull redness that pervades many people, the whole face, right? So I began to pursue the cases and I was checking. I'm like, okay, you're getting rosacea on the side of your nose. You have it on the tip of your nose. You have it on your here. You have it here. You have it here. What is the link here? And here's what I found. It follows an anatomic pattern. So the tip of your nose is the back of your throat. And usually the number one cause, and W.C. Fields was the classic example of this, is hard alcohol. So if you drink hard alcohol, it hits the back of your throat first, yeah. Causes repeated damage if you're a heavy drinker, and that leads to tip-of-the-nose redness.
Right.
If you have acid reflux, you go down the digestive tract to here, And this is your lower esophageal sphincter. That is acid reflux. So I find a lot of people with blood vessels on the side of their nose have acid reflux. And I want to say, not everyone with the redness on the tip of their nose, like I have it right now because of too much sun yesterday, just for the record. But not everyone has it for that. Like I had a woman a few weeks ago, I said, does she drink? Because they sent me the picture, and I'm like, does she drink? And she's like, no, absolutely does not drink. I said, then there's something going on in the back of their throat. And lo and behold, she had an infection in the back of her throat that they diagnosed after I questioned it. So sometimes it's an infection. So just know, you know, don't call out everybody as being a heavy drinker. So then we go down here. So we have acid reflux. So a ton of people have that because they don't make enough digestive enzymes. They're not breaking their food down. The stomach makes more acid. It's not a broken system. It's a system trying to compensate for a diminished digestive enzyme production by the pancreas. So I don't know. We've never talked about this stuff, but you can.
Right. We've talked about that on past shows. It's actually a decrease, you know, in stomach acids and enzymes really that's causing it. And we're making it worse by taking more and more antacids, crushing it further. But okay, go ahead.
Yes. We find you're not digesting your food. So then you go down further and you could have H. pylori or you could have stomach ulcer, you could have stomach stuff. That's right next to the sphincter, just like it is in your anatomic layout. Then you go to small intestine, large intestine, goes around the forehead. So I find candida, people who have acne rosacea, definitely it's candida. It's usually right here, and they have rosacea, you know, in that pattern. Same treatment, treat the candida, treat the rosacea. But there are people with irritable bowel syndrome from various causes, food, sometimes gluten sensitivity. They will get red in these patterns. I had one woman who had small intestine bacterial overgrowth. She literally had her spot right here and right here. And so, you know, we treat it similarly. You know, this is the pattern that we look for. So when I look at rosacea, I look for where it is on the face to help me decide which thing. We use Skin Perfection for all of our rosacea because I have in Skin Perfection, I have an acid neutralizer that neutralizes the damage of acid but not the actual acidity. So it's not alkaline water. It's actually a frequency of alkalinity, and that allows your stomach to process normally. That's been our experience. We have a digestive enzyme called Complete that we recommend as well, and then I'm trying to think of, well, just depending. If they have acid reflux, you know, we're hitting them from as many directions as possible, and if they need to drink alcohol, we switch them to wine.
The Skin Perfection hit any other pathogens besides candida?
Yeah, we're actually seeing, I've given it to people with staph. Sometimes I'll add the booster because we have this oxygen supplement called Restore that boosts your oxygen potential in the immune cells. We actually, the original founder of it, who's passed away, I'm partners with his widow, he went to Kenya and did HIV studies, and he literally saw the white counts of all the HIV patients go to normal levels. In a Kenya study, he just couldn't get anyone in the United States to take it on. So it's called trioxalane. It's actually the most active ingredient in sweet wormwood. And we manufacture that, put it in oil, have you take it sublingually, and that helps with the repair and the bug fighting. But yeah, we have actually seen with Skin Perfection that it fights other bugs.
Right.
But it's not perfect. Like I'm working right now, I mentioned to you before we started this, on a viral killer because viruses are they know how to, you know, stay away from detection essentially by the immune system, especially by incorporating in the DNA. So I think I'm on to something with that, but for a lot of bugs, yes, I think Dr. Pompa, it would help.
Yeah, then the oxygen product, trioxalane.
Yeah, trioxalane.
That would work good for parasites, I assume, especially if it's on the same frequency as wormwood.
Isn't that interesting? No, I did not find it highly effective for parasites.
Huh.
But this new frequency that I have done for viruses is.
Okay.
So I will be coming out with a parasite formula soon, I think. I'm still in the testing phase. I try to get, you know, 80 to 100% success in my, you know, I test, let's say, on 30, 50 people. And if I get that kind of success rate, then I'll bring it out to the public. And because there are essentially no side effects, right? You can have some die off, and people should know. If you have a heavy case of candida, expect some clearing, some die off, you know, called the Herzheimer reaction. Expect, you know, maybe some loose stool for a couple of days. to me, that's a positive sign that you're killing it. You know, that's what you should look at.
Yep.
Wow. So this is, yeah, just so interesting. So with the candida, so you're using skin perfection to treat a lot of the candida issues, but for these different conditions, for, you know, the eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, how are you treating them differently topically?
Oh, good question. So with all of them right now, the first month, because anything you do that stimulates your immune system, and my skincare is so active, it really fires up the immune system. It'll start purging the junk out to get going. And so we do the first month, we put them on rescue, which has this great, it's the trioxalane we just talked about, but it's topical, and it strengthens the immune system. It calms really better than a steroid in almost every case. It calms the redness. Very rarely will someone have like a reaction to that where their immune system is, what I call it, is a repair response. But you know, that's 1% of the time they'll have a repair response, which just means their skin is responding so quickly to the damage that it you see peeling. So I'd recommend that initially for rosacea and acne. And then for acne, we have a topical called Clarify that we start to put them on once you've gotten rid of the toxic source. And for rosacea, we have a product called Calm that we put them on once their skin can handle it. See, the thing about rosacea is interesting is there is inflammation happening at the skin level, but I believe it's reflecting the gut. So it actually, it's real. So like you can't overstimulate rosacea in the early phase. That's why they're so sensitive to topicals, because their skin is kind of maxed out. It's stressed out. And so what we do is we give them this topical rescue product to calm it down for the first month while we're treating the inner cause. And then we move to anti-aging products, because even, you know, everyone with rosacea is aging too.
Yeah. I mean, so much of the rosacea, and you know, is linked to autoimmune, which, again, I mean, what can trigger autoimmune? Any different toxins and pathogens.
Right, and the gut is so foundational. Oh, go ahead.
I know, I was just going to say, I'm not, you know, I'm just not a believer in general, in most autoimmune conditions. I believe it is pathogen-generated. I know that's out there, but, you know, that's the approach I take. The body's just too intelligent to start attacking itself willy-nilly.
I wrote an article called Autoimmune Answer, and I compare it to a three-legged stool. You have one leg that you get a certain gene gets triggered, turned on, right? However, we don't get autoimmune because we have a gene. We get it because certain genes turned on. We all have them, right? So it's a matter of what turns it on. So a lot of my 5R strategy is turning the DNA off, turn the epigenome off. The other leg are the stressors that trigger the gene. It is hidden infection, you know, the big boy toxins like mercury, Lyme, you know, these other mold. I've seen mold do it. So these big stressors turn on the gene. And then the other leg of the stool is the disruption in the microbiome, which, again, you know, there's this gut component, leaky gut, disruption, microbiome. We can't even make certain immune cells that turn off our immune system. You know, so we know that Bacteroides is a one that we need to actually make T regulatory cells that tell our immune system it's okay. Without certain bacteria, we don't make them. Well, what's killing those bacteria? So anyways, three-legged stool. So when we...
I love it. I'm totally in agreement with that. It reminds me, though, of a talk I just watched. I wonder if you've heard about sirtuins. Mm-hmm. Sirtuins, apparently resveratrol is a weak one, but they are... it activates sirtuins. There's seven sirtuins in the body, and they actually try to turn off the gene, just like you're talking about. They talk about aging genes that turn on all of a sudden, and it's usually toxins that do it. And apparently we have sirtuins in our body that diminish as we age that basically eat away that that activation. They eat away the toxicity so that the gene is deactivated. I'm working on frequencies for that right now. So you just triggered a recent lecture I saw. Really fascinating. So stuff to talk about in future episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So much to talk about here. And well, so let's kind of go back to the autoimmune, you know, conversation and the gut connection as well. And what do you see there with the gut connection with skin? And if you can talk a little bit about that, what's going on with the gut, and then maybe some dietary strategies you suggest.
Yeah. You know, I'm working on a theory right now that I believe that antibiotics, so I believe any chronic antibiotics, somewhere around the 3-week mark, definitely at the 2-month mark, we began to damage the microbiome that Dr. Pompa was referring to in a permanent way. And what I mean by that is that we actually will so damage the mucosa that it will be, in effect, scarred, and it won't even be able to take on the probiotic presentation that we give it. So in a lot of cases, people will take probiotics, and they're not even healthy enough to grow that population. So I'm going with the theory that it's a cumulative effect. And maybe, yes, it's worse that if I take 3 weeks in a row. But it might be that I take 1 week, and then I take another week of antibiotics, and then I take a third week, all in a 5-year span, that I literally can create an impact like that. So I just wonder if we all, you know, to some level have this challenge. And what I found is sensitive skin, just going back to related to skin, sensitive skin is an immune system weakness. Literally, it's just your skin is not capable of maintaining an adequate barrier because the immune system, which is the same thing that makes your epidermis, you know, reestablish itself, is weak. It's challenged. Yep. And the gut is such a major player in your immune system that when you damage your gut, that's where you're going to run into these problems. So rosacea, full on, when you get real inflammation happening in your gut, that's when it shows up. Acne, when you have yeast growing in your gut, is going to have the toxins actually go into your gut. Of course, leaky gut is a whole other thing with allergies and all the immune effects. But so you have acne, you have rosacea, you have sensitive skin. All of those things are directly gut related. And we have frequencies that help the gut. They're in Skin Perfection. They're in another water we sell called Inner Harmony. And I have a water called Digestive Health. They're all the same frequencies. Any one of those three will be providing some benefit. And we've seen irritable bowel improve dramatically. You know, you'll see bloating sometimes. I say a lot of times actually help constipation, diarrhea. A lot of things can be helped by frequency. But trying to figure out how to reestablish the mucosa, I don't know, Dr. Pompa, do you have good ideas on that? I know you work with a lot of different supplements. You know,
I mean, it's one of the things we do is a lot of the different types of fasting we do, intermittent fasting, block fasting. When you rest it is really the key. You know, the body goes through amazing healing times that we can't mimic with anything that I've found. So a lot of the fasting strategies really are the key. And I always say it's never just one fast. You have to, you know, teach the client to fast, make it an art, just like, you know, most people on the planet are forced to do. That adaptation that goes on in the fast really has a healing component, not just to the gut, but beyond. I have to ask this question, you know, because I see so many clients. I've been blessed to help very severe scleroderma clients from all over the world with literally, you know, even months to live at times. And, you know, addressing it in that three-legged stool fashion, you know, really has been magic for them in getting upstream and removing these toxins, infections, et cetera, and utilizing fasting strategies. What are some of your products that would help? Scleroderma and Renauds. It seems like they start with the Renauds and then they end up with scleroderma. So perhaps some things that we could utilize.
Only in a handful of cases, you know, the good and the bad of going through skincare to learn really about the inner health aspect in an alternative, holistic way has been really kind of an interesting road, you know. So scleroderma, I would say I have a handful of cases, and I would tell you that my tool of choice has been Restore, the oxygen molecule. Mm-hmm. So under the same premise, you need oxygen to help you remove metals. You need oxygen to help you fight off viruses and bacteria, and I haven't, like, come up with the idea of what scleroderma is actually caused by, but I do believe it's pathogenic, and I do think I honestly don't know about the frequency for that. I haven't tried it, but I know Restore helped people in a handful of cases that I've been able to follow through. So that's where I would go. It sounds like it would be a nice addition to the three-legged stool that you're working with there.
It fits right in because pathogen. It's addressing the pathogen, which is the center leg of the stool, if you will. You know, there's a stressor that triggers the gene. You know, we're always successful if we can find the stressor and remove it. Then my 5R works, you know, works to downregulate that gene expression. You know, of course, we're doing work over here in the microbiome, a lot of the fasting, et cetera. Hey, Meredith, I don't want people to get confused because there's two restores. Mm-hmm. So, Meredith, you might want to point out and make some clarity because we will get, 1,000 emails.
Well, I'll clarify. So there's rescue and restore, and one is an internal and one is a topical. And they're both the same active ingredient, but one formula is an oil, which is the internal. And you can use the oil on your skin just to confuse things even more. But I find people generally prefer using the water-based formula on their face and the oil in their mouth. And if your bathroom is dark and you have both, trust me, you're going to make that mistake at least once where you squirt the water-soluble in your mouth and it won't be enjoyable then.
Yeah, we actually, there's a whole other product called Restore. So,
and it's a gut support product.
It's a gut product, too. It's a gut product.
I have it here, yeah.
So, yeah, it is an amazing product. It's redox molecules. We interviewed Dr. Bruce. Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you had it there, Meredith, just to show you.
Oh, it's mine, of course, my personal one. It is my personal Restore as well. So I've got two Restores in my arsenal.
Look at the size difference. I don't know.
So what's the dosing on your Restore for a skin condition as we just discussed?
You know, the maintenance dose is a pump a day. The treatment dose is a pump twice a day. And the really sick person treatment dose is two pumps twice a day. In the mouth, leave it in there for 5 minutes, and then you can spit it out or swallow it. A lot of people are like, I don't know if I got it all through my submucosa, I'm going to swallow it. That's fine. You could, if you don't like the taste, because it's not a pleasant taste, you can swallow it right away, just as long as you don't have fluid in your stomach, because water will deactivate that oxygen.
So, Meredith, let's see you take that, Meredith. I want to see your face.
Oh, my gosh. Live TV? Oh, no.
Yeah, come on. Let's see.
No, I've been taking it every morning and night. And, yeah, I mean, it's not pleasant, but I think, like me and a lot of our viewers, like when you really care about your health, you don't care if something tastes bad. You don't do it.
I would think that. You'd be amazed at how many people are like, I'm just not doing it. I'm like, you're kidding me. Like, your mom should have given you castor oil as a child so you could be prepared for this. I will mention one other thing about Restore, which to me – it's an aesthetic thing. It's unbelievable as a tooth whitener, and it treats gum disease. So if anybody out there has serious gum disease or can't use whiteners because it makes your teeth sensitive, this thing will work. In a couple weeks, you will be amazed how many shades down you've gone, and there's no side effect to it whatsoever. It also is great for canker sores.
Like as a mouthwash, you kind of like...
You just, swish it one time, and then you can leave it under your tongue for, you know, it's all absorbing in the mucosa. I say under the tongue, but I usually like to swish it one time because, like I said, unbelievable. We're actually doing a clinical trial with a dentist right now to prove it is the only whitener in the world that doesn't damage tooth enamel. So
you better put that one on my list now. See, you got to put that one.
Oh, no.
I don't do that stuff. I don't do that. I don't do teeth whitening. I don't, you know.
Toxic. Yeah. I
have to tell my viewing audience this. I think they'll get a kick out of it. So. Jerry, Dr. Jerry Cotola, he's like the Dr. Oz dentist. You know, he's a friend of ours, you know, and I do a lot of lecturing with him. But he keeps telling me, Dan, we got to straighten those teeth. We got to straighten those teeth. This is a year of occlusions. So I will be getting Invisalign to straighten my teeth. But I better whiten them now with that. So it hasn't.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because he's worried on, you know, he's like, they're crooked. They're moving, you know. So he's convinced me at 50 years old, now I have to get braces. Really?
This is cool. Hey,
let me give you my take. My take is you go in and you get enamel. You get a porcelain veneers, and you straighten it with veneers. That way you don't have to go through braces for a year or whatever it is. And they look beautiful, and they're great. So I'm a porcelain veneer guy.
I have this crowding, and it's causing some decay down here. You know what I'm saying? He has to spread it out. So
honestly, they grind it down, and they put a tooth on it. They put a fake, beautiful tooth on it, straight as it can be. So I'm just throwing that out there. All right.
I'll ask him.
All right. Good stuff. Well, all right. So let's go back here. Well, this kind of, I guess, we missed this. So dietary strategies for gut healing. What are some of your thoughts there?
Well, it's a big topic, and I'm certainly no dietary expert. I'm always fascinated to, you know, everybody knows that sugar and excess meat are the two main issues I think that Americans are facing.
Excess conventional meat, for sure. Yeah.
And of course, dairy, excess dairy. Like, we can handle dairy. I personally love dairy. I wouldn't want to give up dairy. But I take a digestive enzyme to make sure I'm processing it, and I try not to do too much. So to me, that's a good advice. But you could look historically, you know, on the starch diet, interestingly enough. And I'm not talking about sugar diet. Like, it's the different kind of sugar diet. Rice, potatoes, beans. Believe it or not, you know, Asia and other societies historically had no heart disease, had no obesity, had no tooth decay, eating a heavy starch diet. So somewhere in there, there's some truth.
You know, it's funny because it's a lot of what man has done to these foods. You know, when we talk about dairy, conventional dairy, there's nothing more toxic. However, real dairy is it's in the top five healthy foods. I mean, all the good bacteria, meats. Look what man has done to it. It's one of the most toxic food, conventional meat. And by the way, potatoes and a lot of those starch foods, they were changed. They were hybridized.
Yes.
To even increase glucose even further than, you know, what the ancestor products really did. So it's what man has done to a lot of those foods.
Even vegetables have been modified. Like, I don't know, you know, to what degree what choices are left, right? It's really tough. But it's interesting, yeah, if you do non-pasteurized dairy, which apparently is illegal, like, I don't know why they do that. It's crazy. So that's, I mean, I won't go into great detail because I'm, you know, it's something I'm currently spending a lot of time looking at the dietary strategies and I would just say,
watch our shows.
I will. I want to say there is one other thing because we didn't talk about lower face acne. We mentioned estrogen toxins, but that's actually what's coming out. So when you have a child or you yourself are getting breakouts in what I call the male pattern beard line, male pattern hair, chest, and back. Anywhere where men grow hair is a dump zone for estrogen toxins. And it mostly affects women. It's oftentimes related to PCOS, which is also affected by estrogen toxins. And what we do there is we use DIM, diindol methane, to bind estrogen toxins. And we regulate their testosterone imbalance with a water. So Skin Perfection has in it something that helps make testosterone levels feel normal in your body. They may or may not be normal. They'll feel normal. And we've seen great success with that type of acne. Again, anytime chest or body. The number one estrogen toxin probably in America, the reason what this reminded me of it is food preservatives, but the number one estrogen toxin in America is chlorine. Mm-hmm. So swimming pools, a lot of kids who swim, they start breaking out, and they can't figure out why because they're floating in this water that supposedly kills all bugs. And it's because chlorine resembles estrogen, and it's coming out of their skin. Yeah. So DIM is critical for them. And ideally, they do what Europe did, which is to get rid of chlorine as a water preservative. But number two problem in America for estrogen toxins is food preservatives. And going back to our diet recommendations, fresh foods. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's this junk we're buying in our stores that's been shipped for a month on a truck that has to be preserved. We're poisoning ourselves with food preserves. I'm sure you talk about that on your shows.
Why?
And then the third one is pesticides. Believe it or not, a ton of pesticides are estrogenic. They resemble estrogen. They're messing with our system. There's an interesting case. I can't remember the city in Wisconsin. Tons of farming everywhere, and all the women have PCOS and are breaking out in that pattern. And it's because the pesticides from the foods and the air and the water supply are just throughout their system, and they can't get over it. So these are the things you want to avoid. Again, DIM binds these things pretty darn well, and I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Pump.
Yeah, we do a 20-20 hormone test. These disruptors. We can see the estrogen not being broken down. We can see where the need for DIM. We can see the need for other methylation, because a lot of people are methyl depleted. That helps get rid of the toxic estrogens as well. And we deplete methylation from any type of stress, emotional, chemical, or physical. So we see this massive depletion in that, which allows these estrogens to build up. Because you're right, we're overexposed. We talk a lot about the pesticides, how they mimic hormones. Plastics and makeup. Right? I mean, you know, just to name a few, of course. So you get all of these different hormone mimics through our food supply, through what we're putting on our skin, a lot of the skin products people are using, right?
And what's the supplement you're using to improve methylation? Are you using a supplement?
Yeah, we use one called Moores. It's just this, it uses all the active forms. So it really takes into consideration if someone's methyl tetrahydrofolate or MTHFR SNP, you know, when they have trouble not, you know, using the active forms. They have trouble with regular folate, so it has the methyl tetrahydrofolate. So, yeah, and it really looks at the whole methyl pathway. There's a few products that we use. But
okay, again, I need to spend a Saturday looking at all your videos so I can get caught up on all the cool stuff you're doing. I apologize.
You're doing cool stuff, too. I mean, that's why we love having these conversations, you know, because today people
Let's do women's hair before you jump to the next subject.
Oh.
Okay. So, men's hair. I'm catching up. So the Vigor I'm sending you is got new. It has new frequencies for men's hair. Men's a little more challenging, but thyroid is a condition that's a major issue out there. So men have the water called Vigor, which mimics all your hormones, makes your body feel like you have HGH at high levels, testosterone, really all your hormones. You know, men get nervous when I say there's a frequency of estrogen in there, but you have estrogen, man. And so, you know, it's just a balanced level of it. So women, the same thing. But what I recently added was T3, T4, TSH, TRH, thyrotropin-releasing hormone. I added the frequencies of those. And again, people are like, how do you do this? It's a mathematical calculation. If I told you, I'd have to kill you how I do it, but just know you'll experience it. Literally, if you have low thyroid, sluggish thyroid, Hashimoto's, it will create a sensation of normal thyroid. So it's helping hair. It's helping weight loss. So for women, there's a certain frequency that helps women grow hair. And then there's the thyroid frequency, and then there's a hormone balancing. So I try to address the three main issues.
What product is all that in?
That's in hormone health for women and Vigor for men.
Yep, got it. Just wanted to restate that. We did last show, but I wanted to restate it.
Okay, there you go. So I'm very encouraged by that. I mean, obviously topically, you know, Rogaine and things that increase circulation are going to help follicular health. But what I just added, and I literally added this a week ago because of my own hair challenges, DHT, dihydrotestosterone cancellation frequency. So that is now in the water. So I don't know yet the full effect of that, but I'm expecting good things. So
yeah, we see that also on that test that I mentioned. You know, we see the DHT. We see 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, you know, being affected, which then now you can't get rid of that more toxic, powerful testosterone, which is the, you know, the DHT.
The problem is that a lot of times that has side effects, right? I mean, So I'm trying to come up with a frequency that will interfere with the DHT without causing a side effect. And so far, I don't have side effects. We'll see if the frequency was actually effective soon enough. But you're getting that test, so you can, you know, your guinea pig for your masses, for your
always. And the really dangerous stuff, I just give to my kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, to see if they. My kids joke. They're always like, "Dad, what are we doing now?" They're the perfect guinea pigs.
Let me make one other comment on the UV water, because your son, like he's prone to burn. He's a lighter skin. It's doing great for him. I want to tell you where it doesn't do great, because I don't want people to get too overconfident. It doesn't do great if you're exercising hard or sweating. So if they're on a long bike ride, their fluid's moving so fast, they're processing my frequencies faster. They get about a half hour, 40 minutes at the most. Sweating, you literally sweat it right out of your skin. So you think, oh, I just barely am perspiring. It's enough. And you'll notice, because like you might notice, hey, I just was out for 2 hours. I was perspiring on my forehead. That's where I got burned, but my arms didn't burn. So it's where you sweat it out that makes that part. And then finally, it's UV index overwhelmed. And so you can imagine, because it's actually vibrating from the water in your dermis through your skin, it's not as dense as a physical zinc or a sunscreen of whatever kind. So when you get into a really high UV index, like in the 10 range, which you'll get in Mexico, you know, rare occasions in little parts of the U.S., just keep an eye on that and know that those are the times you add a secondary protection, because when I go to Mexico, I just can't use this on its own, unfortunately. I use it to enhance the tan, but I it just – so those are the cautions, and we can move on to the next subject.
Well, I just want to understand a little bit more how these internal sunscreens work. Like, what's the science? What's the mechanism there?
Okay, so UVA, UVB, UVC, infrared are all wavelengths. They're all frequencies, ultimately. You know, I believe everything in nature has actually got a quantum physics level of frequency that's creating it. So I came up with some calculations on how to get a cancellation wave. So just like if you had headphones that you're playing music on, but you have the noise reduction or sound canceling headphones for airplanes and stuff, they know what the jet engine noise is, and the headphones literally put out a frequency that interferes with that frequency.
That's
so
right.
It's like sound cancellation. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that level. It's on a scalar wave level. This is what we use in our waters, the scalar waves. And it interferes with UVA, UVB, UVC, and infrared. So as crazy as that sounds, in the water of your skin, because this eventually takes an hour to get to your skin, but once it's there, it's vibrating in the water of your skin, and it's not everybody. Like, I have a friend of mine who has weak circulation, and it doesn't work well for him because he's just not getting enough circulation to the skin for it to work effectively. So always do the tests, which is to put regular sunscreen on your whole body, leave an arm exposed, go out for an hour. That's the best way to start on the water. But that's what it's doing. It's literally vibrating cancellation wave frequencies on through your skin for 3 hours, because an hour takes to get there, and then 3 more hours it works. So you just retake it after, you know, so let's say if you take it at 8, it starts working at 9, you retake it at 11 so that it's up and working by 12. It's all in the bottle. It'll be easy to understand, but there you go, Meredith.
Yeah, so cool. Really, really cool. All right, so moving on, so we stay on track here. Let's see here what was next. Let's discuss, since you guys were talking about the hair loss, some anti-aging strategies for skin health. And
that's
a big topic, but if you kind of want to give your comments there.
Well, so since this is a theme, the theme is internal wellness. First and foremost, the best anti-aging strategy, and this is proven in cultures around the world, right, is expose yourself to as little toxicity as possible. Live a stress-free life, right, because stress induces inflammation. And these are all easier said than done, especially for those of us in America.
Sure.
But what we do to try to help that is we have a detox water. So we have a water, it's called environmental protection. We have the same frequencies in something called inner harmony. And those two have the cancellation wave to lead, mercury, arsenic, sulfites, a range of toxins that I felt were important. I probably could keep adding, you know, it's hard to keep up. But that's one way to take the stress off your immune system. It's helped a lot of people with their allergy symptoms. Because to me, allergies are really just the immune system at its max, totally overwhelmed by pathogens and or toxins or metals. And if once you can reduce that stress, your allergies get better. And that's my take on that.
We have so many toxic people, right? So I would like to try it to see if it can mitigate some of the Herx reactions, you know, mitigate some of the frequencies that are being given off by a body overloaded, especially when we're detoxing them. So, Meredith, make sure the store gets that.
The environmental protection water and the inner harmony.
Yeah, environmental protection water, yeah.
Yeah, so that's one part of it. The other part that has been important to me is to rebuild the ATP in the body. Your Krebs cycle in your cells.
R number three. That's my R number three.
Is it?
Storing cellular energy. You can't do anything without cellular energy. Cannot.
You and I, we're on the same wavelength. So you don't know about this supplement. Well, wait a minute. I think I've sent this to you.
Yeah.
I don't think you've given it the real test yet. But there's strong evidence from this supplement. And what it's doing, you know, it's got various things that that fill the Krebs cycle, that activate the Krebs cycle, pyruvate being a leading one, niacin to help the circulation and the fat detox. There's a whole host of ingredients. I won't go through all of them. Obviously, CoQ10 is one of them. So you just, you know, you look at the ingredient list, you're like, oh, yeah, these are fine. But the doses we're putting them in and the combination of those, it's a patented product, and it literally lowered cholesterol better than statins in a clinical trial done at a university. It lowered triglycerides. Why does that happen? Because when the Krebs cycle starts burning, it uses fat as well as sugar in its process. And we have 1.6 pounds of fat on average by the 40 patients in the clinical trial. tremendous energy. And what I use it for a lot of cases, Dr. Pompa, I'm sure you see this, is adrenal fatigue.
Yeah.
Because what I'm doing is I'm restoring the energy to the cell so the adrenal doesn't have to work as hard through hormonal influences. I don't know if you've tried that before.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I really should use it on some of my patients. My kids love it for workout. They use it pre-workout. That's what they do. And I do too. So, but I haven't used it on some of the clients, you know, with, you know, really as R number three, you know, rebuilding that cellular energy. Yeah. So, Meredith, we could, you know, we could carry it in the store for sure.
What was the name of it again? I wanted to get
that's called
it.
Elevate. And, the one thing to note for all the adrenal exhaustion patients and is the first 2 weeks on Elevate, they're transitioning off their adrenals to cellular energy, and they'll feel tired. They're literally the capsules that most people will feel energy from will make them tired. It's about a two-week process, but they feel great in 2 weeks. So just keep that in the back of your minds if you're one of those out there. And then the other piece we've already talked about, which is, listen, progressively we have less and less oxygen retention in our bodies, and it's vascular, it's cardiovascular, it's the lungs diminishing in their capacity, it's our diminishment of our arterial pathways, for all the reasons, okay? We don't take good breathing techniques into our adulthood, and you know, it's why, one of the reasons why exercise has so many different positives to it, because you're reoxygenating tissue, and that drives the Krebs cycle, which drives cellular energy, as
absolutely.
You know. So restore, I'm telling you, that oxygen molecule is something else. It is replenishing your oxygen supplies, and I have just been such a huge fan of it. And I recommend that again as part of this system of internal wellness, which related to your question, which now I can't specifically remember.
Anti-aging strategies.
Anti-aging. So what we've seen with Restore is repair of tissue. So one of the skin conditions we talk about is melasma. That's when women from pregnancy or hormones get brown patches on their upper lip or their cheeks, their forehead. I believe that's liver damage from hormone problems. And yes, there's some women who actually get it from their own hormones, not even excess hormones from like birth control. And that happens when they're over 30 and their liver can't handle the surge of hormones that comes with pregnancy because they've, you know, partied hard or been exposed to a lot of toxins. So they end up developing a permanent. Most melasma from pregnancy isn't permanent, but about, I think, a third of the cases stick. And that's because their liver needs to be healed.
Yeah.
So we use Restore to heal the liver. And I'm telling you, in about three-fourths of the cases, they will see their brown spots leave their face without putting anything on their face because we went after liver health. And so that's just one case. Diabetic retinopathy, I mean, I could throw out some big things that I recommend Restore for. But, you know, again, we don't have the clinicals. The good news, guys, is there's no side effects to this. The only time I see side effects with Restore is Lyme patients. About 2 weeks in, the die-off that starts going. Yeah, so I look forward, you know, if you want to try that on a few patients as well, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you could. I have a lot of those. So. I can add that. We'll have it at the store. So
yeah,
I'll let you know the feedback.
Okay.
We're closing up here on the hour. It went so fast. I'm sure people were taking vigorous notes. there's no doubt. Good news, folks. You can just rewatch it or re-listen. You know, all the shows can be downloaded in the podcast. So, Meredith, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Dr. Ben, thank you so much. Great information on the skin today. Great stuff.
You know what's so great is, you know, we haven't met in person. We just started working together a little bit here, and it's really exciting to me to see such a similar mindset on almost across the board here.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged that about what you're doing, and I'm just appreciative to be a part of your process.
Yeah, we appreciate having you as well, so thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, it seems like you guys are on the same frequency.
Meredith is funny.
Had to be cheesy there. I know, and I still have more questions, Dr. Johnson, so we may have to do a part three at some point, but I know we are on the end of the hour, so I just want to thank you so much for your wealth of information, for sharing this with our audience. I'm sure a lot of our viewers are going to be really encouraged, who have been struggling for many, many years, decades perhaps, with skin challenges, that you have some potential solutions for them. So thank you. We're so excited to share your products with the world, and thank you, of course, Dr. Pompa, for your incredible cellular healing information, and thanks to everyone watching, and I will see you next time.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcast.